This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I want to, for a moment, I want to cut out all of the emotion involved. And I just want to throw a couple of facts out there. I live my life based upon data. Data doesn't lie. Data is very hard to argue against. According to FBI statistics, which are gathered annually, far more people are going to be killed with hammers and other blunt objects this year, next year, last year, than are going to be killed by assault rifles, Democrats. The rampage killings this country has experienced are farther down on the list for causes of homicidal deaths. They are extremely rare. Now, a single death of this type is a tragedy, but this has nothing to do, that the fact that these things occur and happen has nothing at all to do with the NRA. It has nothing to do with responsible gun ownership. This is a problem that is far more complicated than just the presence of guns. And right now, the politicians are going for the low-hanging fruit, like the NRA and white nationalism, and they've been stirred up by the supposed racist rhetoric of the president. This is intellectual laziness on the part of the people that are doing all of this, and it's also a lie. I know that we've come to expect lies from the Socialist Democrat Party. Their modus operandi is to repeat a lie over and over until it is accepted by truth, or as truth, by the weak-minded. When I grew up in South Carolina, it was sort of rural back then, I guess. I spent a lot of time out in the rural areas. Every teenager had a rifle rack hanging in the back window of their pickup truck. They brought them to school. And they weren't shooting up their schools or communities. We weren't turning on the television to see lip-quivering politicians placing the blame everywhere else where it belongs, which is on the perpetrator of any heinous crime. It always belongs with the perpetrator of any heinous crime. From this point forward, by the way, for any of you, I mean, for my friends that come on the show and everything, if they think that they're accomplishing anything by not naming these killers, okay, I will name the killers. I was asking somebody today that's in the gun industry, I said, who is Aaron Alexis? And he couldn't tell me who he is. How do you place the blame on something unless you're putting it with the perpetrator? And you got to know who it is and what they did. But what has changed from my childhood to now? Now, this is all sort of, if you've been listening to me for any period of time, this is almost a repeat of what happens every time one of these things happen. but we have to do it because we're talking to those that don't know. So we now live in a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year sensationalist news cycle that is driven by both political agenda and profit. And as the old news saying goes, if it bleeds, it leads. The larger contributing factor that is our decades-long decline in morality in America, which has contributed far more to the mass violence incidents we've been experiencing than anything else. Life doesn't mean much here now. What was once considered deviant and unacceptable behavior has become celebrated, even encouraged. We can watch it on TV. As more and more letters of the alphabet are added to the list of protected sexual classes, the nation grows more and more depraved. Human life has become so devalued that it is declared by the news media and the Socialist Democrats that killing a baby at the instant of full-term birth for no other reason than I changed my mind is defended as a right. Socialist Democrats like Andrew Cuomo in New York were nearly giddy over the signing of a full-term abortion bill into law in the Empire State. Others of his party have championed the murder of the most innocent of our society. And they look at this as nothing more than squishing out a pimple on their face. We do have video games that depict gratuitous and graphic violence, with body parts flying off in all directions, after being blasted with a weapon, are being played by young, impressionable minds for hours every single day. And these people are isolated now. It's not like when, you know, when we were kids, we might have played something like that, but we were playing it together. We were socialized. Now you're playing it in a room, and a headset on. You can't even hear the outside world. The more people you blast away into lumps of blood and gore, the more points you score. We're surrounded by violence now. And in more ways than one, now violence by black-clad thugs in our city streets and at our colleges and universities is tolerated by politicians and school administrators to the point of even their police departments being given orders to stand down while people are being brutalized by these terrorist organizations. Our children are fed a steady diet of social justice drivel from so-called educators who are really no more than communist indoctrination specialists. Or maybe they're just deviants themselves trying to justify their own behavior. What's really behind these shootings is 60-plus years of leftism shoveled down the throats of families in America, all in the name of tolerance and being inclusive. Responsibility, accountability, these are all foreign concepts to the social engineers who view society as being at fault. We are called clingers and deplorables and the dregs of society by politicians in order to drum up hatred towards anyone who doesn't subscribe to their viewpoint. We are pontificated to and told that we are an ist or a phobe simply because we don't agree with their philosophy. Because we want to secure borders and expect people to obey laws, we're xenophobes, you know. Or racists. That's levied against us if we're too deigned to think differently about the solutions to the problems that continue to bedevil the black community, based solely on the fact that after doing the same thing for 60 years, we chose to look for different answers instead of the insanity of repeating the same mistakes over and over again. The overwhelming majority of Trump supporters are not racist. And the overwhelming majority of Trump supporters are responsible gun owners in a lot of cases. And we would not think of using our power to resort to violence in the streets, unlike the Antifa terrorists who are given free rein by the socialists. But one way or the other, if somebody has decided to kill a bunch of people, they'll find a way to do it. They'll do it with a gun or a knife or a hammer or driving a car onto a sidewalk and running over pedestrians or with a truck full of fertilizer. People who are willing to do that, to kill people like that, are deranged. And deranged people will find a way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, because they're all a bunch of leftists, understandably, most of the media and the leftist politicians, their attention has been focused on these two instances of rampage killings several hours apart, with over 30 people killed and many more wounded over the past weekend. Dependably, albeit regrettably, Democrats and the other assorted liberals and lefties and their numerous parasitic hangers-on quickly exploited the tragedy for their own self-interest, blaming Trump as a racist who inspired these incidents. Across the U.S. over the same weekend, especially in the major cities mostly controlled by Democrats, the reliable drip of individual shootings and killings, mostly by black young men against other young black men, continued without much notice or comment. Now, perennially Democrat-controlled Chicago, which now has a politically correct, intersectionally approved black, female, lesbian mayor, receives some attention for its numerous weekend shootings, but only because its two minor mass shootings plus others, which killed 7 and wounded 46, forced a neighborhood hospital to go on bypass because it couldn't handle all of the incoming emergencies. Incidentally, several of these shootings were within a few miles of former President Barack Obama's mansion and a park that is being considered for the controversial monument honoring his presidency. Baltimore tragically endured its hope against hope ironic ceasefire weekend, with the opening of another city safe street site they welcomed that with 7 shootings and their 200th homicide of the year. City, which also had several black mayors of both sexes, has a higher per capita murder rate than Chicago and Honduras. Baltimore residents might consider moving into the holding camps for illegal aliens in Texas, which are cleaner and safer than Representative Elijah Cummings' home district, contrary to his publicly expressed complaints about Trump. Shootings in Detroit and St. Louis and Cleveland, Philadelphia, and other Democratic strongholds continued but passed basically uncommented on because this wasn't really news. Well, not to the Democrats. Only the names changed. Not the daily, weekly type of incident. Detonating another narrative favored by the gun control crowd and given prominence again after these two heavily covered rampage incidents, most of the guns involved in murders and other crimes are illegally owned or illegally modified or not registered to the shooter in all of those cities I just mentioned. So the proposed gun control laws wouldn't affect most of those shootings. Unlike the rampage killings, where they were all purchased legally. Most gun-related crimes are carried out using illegally owned firearms. Legally owned firearms are used for lawful purposes much more often than they are used to commit crimes. In fact, according to the U.S. Department of Justice Bureau of Labor Statistics, not only are crimes and shootings actually decreasing, but fewer than 1 in 50, less than 2% of all prisoners had obtained a firearm from a retail source and possessed, carried, or used it during the offense for which they were imprisoned. An estimated 287,400 prisoners had possessed a firearm during their offense. Among those, more than half, 56%, had either stolen it, 6% found it at the scene of the crime, 7% obtained it off the street or from an underground market. That was 43%. Most of the remainder, 25%, had obtained it from a family friend or member or gift as a gift. 7% had purchased it under their own name from a licensed firearm dealer. But those numbers, they come from the U.S. government, Donald Trump's president, so they'll be ignored as they don't fit the lefty preordained gun control anti-Trump agenda. They will be brushed aside for false, feel-good, simplistic solutions. We have no choice now, gun owners, except to fight back because we are realists. Not about being pragmatic. We don't have to be pragmatic. I mean, the facts and the science are in. We have the same things happening over and over again. In the same places. And that's not a reason to curtail our rights. Listen, if there was a law they could pass where there would be no more of these killings, where there'd be no more crime, where there'd be none of this nonsense that goes on, fine. Let's talk about losing a right or two. But there isn't one. That's not even an academic argument. It's a fantasy for us to sit here and suppose that they can make a law with the 23,000 that are already on the books that's going to change anything. And for all of you out there that think, well, if only these guns weren't on the streets and these guns weren't on the streets, here's the thing about guns. The one common characteristic that all guns have is they have a barrel. So whether it fires one round, which somebody with a single shot weapon, you'd be surprised how fast somebody can reload that. Or if it'll fire 10, 15, 20, 30 without being reloaded, they all civilian weapons, fire one round with one pull of the trigger. Okay? Now, if you're going to get out there and say, but these guns can do this so much faster, where do you draw the line at what is acceptable? Because I know where you want to go with it, and that's not allowed. Sorry. That's not allowed. This is not going to happen. What you want is not going to happen. It's not going to be any bans. There's not going to be any confiscations. So, you know, while all this was going on in these neighborhoods that are controlled, in these states, in these cities controlled by Democrats, regular, ordinary people, innocent or criminal, were getting killed due to leftist policy put in place. And nobody cares on the leftist side. They're the racists. And they're the killers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy day for President Trump as he was in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. The president touring both sites where mass murders took place over the weekend. The president visited with recovering victims and thanked first responders. Agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement nabbed 600 illegal aliens in a coordinated sting operation across 7 food processing plants in Mississippi. The raids taking place in small towns around Jackson, where Latinos make up a majority of the workforce. Mike Hurst, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Mississippi.
The United States of America is the greatest nation in the history of the world. And it's no wonder that people from around the world want to come here to our country. But while we do welcome folks from other countries, they have to follow our laws. They have to abide by our rules. They have to come here legally, or they shouldn't come here at all.
USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right. I saw this the other day, and I just felt sort of funny about this just because, you know, there's talk that President Lopez Obrador of Mexico is talking about suing the U.S. over the El Paso massacre. I feel terrible for everybody that was killed there. But I was not impressed with the Mexican president's sudden interest in violent death. First of all, does Lopez Obrador want to open the door to U.S. nationals suing Mexico of the deaths south of the border? Because there's been a few. According to a recent report, 196 Americans died just south of the border last year. Most of them were murdered with 67 homicides. 66 died from some sort of accident, and 23 people drowned. So does he really want to start this conversation? Then there's this terrible wave of violence south of the border, as we see in a recent report from Stratfor. Mexican news outlet Milenio on July the 1st published its unofficial count of murders in Mexico for the first half of 2019. Milenio counted 2,249 murders in June alone, the highest monthly number the news outlet had recorded since they began keeping their own tally in 2007. In fact, this is the first time that Millennial's numbers have ever surpassed 2,000 in any given month. According to Millennial, the four states with the highest murder counts in June were Jalisco with 206, Mexico with 202, Baja California with 181, and Guanajuato from with 176. While these numbers are not official, they still serve as a good barometer by which to measure the state of the country's violence. As expected, the country appears well on their way to another record-setting year for murder. Bad numbers. So, Mexico, put that one on the back shelf. This is really not something you need to get involved in. We need to be focusing on the dead and not your political posturing. Now, the apparent white national sympathies of the El Paso shooter, despite his anti-Trump comments, set off a lefty firestorm of attacks on the president from the NRA. Beto O'Rourke, who is polling somewhere just south of a potted plant, he desperately is trying to reclaim the political spotlight, was the most despicable of all, blaming Trump. Never mind, for every shooter who the media decides must have conservative thoughts, there are several leftist mass shooters. The Dayton shooter was a Liz Warren fan. The GOP baseball team shooter worked on the Bernie Sanders campaign. And the Dallas police shooter, like President Obama, was an ardent Black Lives Matter supporter. So no one calls out these politicians for spreading hate and creating a climate of violence. And that's because it's all about a story. It's all about an agenda being pressed by the media. If the tree falls in the forest, it only gets reported if you can blame Trump for it. This is incredibly unhealthy. The voters and their elected representatives are denied any kind of honest back and forth on the policy issues of the day by these by this extreme and misleading media coverage. Criticize the corrupt black leaders of American cities, you're racist. Deny that the mass shootings are the product of white supremacists and gun makers, and you are even worse than a racist. So, too bad, because we actually know quite a bit about why these disturbed men became rampage killers, and it has nothing to do with their politics. Researchers, for example, have found that something like 60% of these guys have a mental illness. Secret Service puts the number at 67%. And unfortunately, the politically correct American Psychiatric Association likes to downplay these numbers lest we stigmatize the mentally ill. I sort of suspect that these may even be lowball estimates because, you know, where the shooter dies in the incident, there's not enough information left to properly diagnose a particular mental illness. Now, really violent senseless acts all seem to come down to severe schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. Less than 2% of the population suffers from either or both of these conditions, but they occur in over 20% of the homeless population. And chronic drug abuse makes things much worse. Marijuana, which might be tolerated by a lot of the adult population without great consequence, seems to have a terrible effect on the brains of young men with these mental diseases. Diseases that start to reveal themselves only in the late teens and the early 20s. So the resulting high correlation among these rampage killers, mental disease, psychotic behavior, and marijuana has long been known, even if they don't shoot but bomb like Timothy McVeigh and the Sarnia brothers. Now, if the left has been utterly dishonest about mass shooters, sometimes we may not help the situation if we lose sight of the underlying drug and mental health causes and get distracted on other issues. General breakdown of the family, traditional society, and the coarsening of the arts and entertainment over the last 30 years, while lamentable, is not the reason for rampage killers. There are three more specific factors. The rising level of marijuana use among young people. That's number one. Number two, the ACLU's disastrous campaign to end institutionalization of the mentally ill, making it impossible to hold persons for care until they actually hurt somebody, which they often do, and then they're sent to prisons that are unequipped to treat them. And number three, the media, the social and conventional hype devoted to these mass shooters and the copycats they create. Disturbed young men, being outsiders and loners, are particularly inspired by the publicity and the sense of power they might attain by doing a mass killing. We could focus our efforts there. Any progress in such areas would be highly salutary for society and likely reduce the incidence of rampage killings. Debbie Troy recently pointed out that traditionally U.S. presidents did not want to talk about rampage killers for the very good reason that it only encouraged potential copycats. And the media respected that. Bill Clinton had to feel everybody's pain, so now every rampage killing is cause for public spectacle with a presidential speech. Probably a little late for Trump to say we're not going to do that anymore. But maybe it's too late to ask the media firms. I wouldn't ask the newspapers because nobody reads them. But at the very least, you know, any kind of new red flag law should be limited to a real medical diagnosis concerning the mental health of the accused. And if judicial supervision is found in order, it must include a rigorous and long-term program of drug testing. But when it comes to these rampage killings, it needs to be made clear. Guns don't kill people. Political rhetoric doesn't kill people. Drug-fueled psychotics, they kill people. They kill people all the time. That I could almost get behind. If they get out there and they actually take somebody and make a diagnosis of their mental health, then I could almost see it then. But that's not what the red flag order is, unfortunately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I completely understand how regular people sit around here and have one of these rampage killings go off near them, around them. They read about it in the news. And they want to know why. They want to know why this happened. The press is awash with speculation about the motives of these rampage killers in the week and in the wake of the recent massacres of public spaces by lone gunmen. Many people may be missing a relevant point when discussing what happened in El Paso and Dayton and why some people become rampage killers. Now, Dayton was in the Oregon district of downtown. The Dayton shooting took place in the Oregon district, and that was the location of Connor Betts and his insane shooting rampage. And there's a lot of speculation still surrounding his motivations, but some facts have already surfaced, such as the fact that he was a registered Democrat, had a political love affair of sorts with Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Satan, and thought Antifa was the best thing to happen to America since General George S. Patton, killing Nazis, don't you know. Based on his own statements, he had a desire to see socialism win the day in the U.S. But who was Connor Betts? Information not found on social media is still slow in coming, but it is now known that he was a young man who kept things like kill lists and rape lists going back as far back as his junior year of high school. Former associates have said he would sometimes comment about having a desire to shoot up a bar or other crowded venue. He was suspended from high school at least once for writing out a list of names of girls he'd like to sexually assault. By most accounts, he was generally seen as very socially maladjusted. And this is what's worth looking at. What produces such reckless hatred for women at such a young age that eventually becomes another national tragedy? Some people are saying this may be the rise of the incel. For the uninitiated, incel is a contraction meaning involuntary celibate. This is a very polite way of saying that someone through lack of social skills, financial status, or physical attributes couldn't get a date at a cat house. And if you look back over time, like Elliot Rogers, college student, he's La Vista. He had a thing about, he had a thing against women because he couldn't get a date. He couldn't get a girlfriend. Incels are a real thing. And they have a very populist message board on their, in their very own little corner of the dark web, as well as on the mainstream internet. All of that began apparently as a support groups, but have since morphed into the cancer that they currently are. They talk to each other, egg each other on, and encourage each other. And they support one another in their pathologies. And based on what's seen on these sites now, they don't tell each other to stand up straight or comb their hair, put on clean underwear in order to win the heart of the girl. They instead just affirm each other in their resentments, intensifying them. Incels have a severe resentment and dislike of women that they collectively call Stacies, growing out of years of rejection, equally deeply held resentment towards the alpha males they apparently cannot emulate. They refer to alphas as the Chads, and they have a now militant outlook. In a nutshell, based on what's become of these sites, they believe that all the women of the world are gold diggers who chase their that alpha upper-class male for their money, their social ability, or physiques, and none give the remainder of them so much as a smile or conversation, and it infuriates them. They perceive that they are being judged solely on the basis of these three criteria, with heavy emphasis on genetic shortcomings, which is something they can do nothing about, stoking their fury. And steeped in this kind of wounded self-pity and resentment, they can only conclude that these Stacies and Chads must therefore be punished for their for ostracizing these people. Why do they feel like this? If you look at social media, like if you look at Instagram or if you look at YouTube, where there's a lot of visual involved in this, a lot of the young people there, the ones that are the most popular on these platforms, are, first of all, they're very young, they're very much in shape for most in most cases, and they're very photogenic, and they seem to have a lot of money. A lot of them started out as the ugly duckling, which is a very interesting thing because they grew out of it and they came through that relatively unscathed. But that was then. I mean, some of these people are like 23, 24, 25 years old, and it seems like the people coming behind them are reacting more harshly now. You could also argue that maybe mass glamour advertising, the TV stereotypes of the internet now serve as a replacement for normal social activity, which means they don't go out and do anything. They don't have any friends. They don't hang out at the mall. They don't go shopping. They don't go to the movies. Who remembers going to the movies? I mean, where is there a drive-in theater to go to now? Maybe in addition with public education and the general demasculine, you know, taking away the manhood of it all, maybe that could be a contributing cause. Maybe there's a deeper and different conversation. But, you know, if you look at sites like Vox, there a guy named Zach Beauchamp, he penned an excellent article about this online community in April. And it's a pretty lengthy read, but it's well worth the reader's time. But you could simply visit a site like incel.co. So 10 minutes there, sure to enlighten even the most casual reader about this self-reinforcing subculture. As a civilization, we've always had those men and women who harbored resentment towards someone that, who they desired, who wouldn't give them the time of day. And what we have here, however, is an entire community of self-defined Quasimodos who not only blame the entire outside world for their lonely, unromantic, sexually unfulfilled life, but who also expend a great deal of energy reinforcing the resentment in other members. And they even promote violence as an acceptable response to their frustrations, though they aren't overt about it. You have to do a little reading, and then you'll spot the clever metaphors. Here's an example. Here's an excerpt. It's impossible to be lonely if you have eggs. Someone with eggs is automatically a member of the most valuable group in the world in possession of the most valuable resources, eggs. Everything in a Foyd's life is a manifestation representation of her value to her species. It's just not possible to lose a life in any meaningful way if you're female, to lose a life. I blanking hate Foyds. I've been lonely for 25 out of 25 years because Foyds are not forgiving of my genetic shortcomings. Things that would be considered trivial if I were a female are social and sexual death sentences because I'm male. We live in two different dimensions. They conflate their meme first world problems with the soul-crushing problems we have that make us suicidal. Women are incapable of conceiving a version of life that isn't inherently better than death. Doesn't compute for them. They only know life as this magical, beautiful thing full of happiness and can't fathom anything less than that. If any girl woke up one day as an average male, she'd immediately rope, whatever that, I guess that means hang herself. The dichotomy between experiences of the human condition is comical. A lot of self-loathing to be found there. But was Connor Bates one of these people? We don't know. But he could have been. Because this group, remember, is negative, self-reinforcing, and apparently violent. Maybe Connor Betts was just a copycat. I don't know. And his story is going to disappear soon, so pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Because it matters as to why this happened. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Dean Weingarten back again. Because, well, I just like talking with Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.